more information or requests for audio files of previous shows, go to www.bobharden.com.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the show. It's brought to you in part by the good folks at Johnson's Air Conditioning, Naples' longest established air conditioning company, as well as Naples Illustrated, bringing you infinite luxury lifestyles. Visit the website, naplesillustrated.com. Coming up, we're going to visit with David Bolduc. We'll be talking about the Collier County School System, what's going on. Right now, we have with us Professor Don Boudreau. He is an economics professor at George Mason University. He's also the author of a new book. It's called The Essential Hayek. Professor, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm happy to be here.
Thank you, Professor. So, first of all, I just want to acknowledge you and thank you for writing The Essential Hayek. I read it through it, and I just said to myself, this is a book that every politician, elected official, must read. It should be required reading, and every kid going into high school should have the opportunity to read it as well. So, why did you write the book?
I wrote the book to make this scholar, Friedrich Hayek, one of the 1974 Nobel Prize winners in economics, make his work and ideas more accessible to a non-academic audience. It's brilliant work, but it is written like an academic. And Hayek's native language was German, although he wrote mostly in English, but he wrote like a German. It was very ponderous, and so I wanted to make, because I value his ideas so much, I wanted to make it more widely available. I should say that this was made possible by the Fraser Institute in Canada. I'm a senior fellow there, and they had funding from a donor who also admired Hayek's work, and they were looking for someone to help make Hayek's work more accessible to a general audience, and we struck up a connection and a team, and then I wrote the book.
Yeah, it's really terrific. I mean, for our listeners, I just really encourage you to actually get a free copy of the book by just going online. It's a PDF, and it's less than 100 pages, and it just reads so well. I just acknowledge you because I've, as I mentioned, tried to read Hayek myself, and it's very ponderous and difficult to do.
Yeah, yeah. And, I'll tell you, Bob, when I was asked to do this, I thought, oh, this would be great. I can knock this book out in no time at all. It's a short book. That's how the publishers wanted it. And it's the hardest intellectual thing I've ever done to write this little book, because to condense those complex ideas in a way that makes them accessible and entertaining for a general audience without at the same time losing the core core importance of those ideas was really challenging. So it taught me a lot, actually, in writing it. So it was a labor of love.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Actually, when you read the book, it just basically makes the case for individual liberty, freedom, and limited government. Hayek makes that so clear. But it's not a political writing. This is all about economic ideas that work.
That's right. Well, Hayek, again, he won the Nobel Prize in economics. And then after excelling in economics. In the 1930s and 40s, he was one of the most famous economists in the world. And then he was eclipsed, and then he turned more and more to writing political philosophy and legal philosophy, but all informed by his economic understanding. And that led to some really profound work in the 1960s and 1970s, especially, that flowed from his pen.
Yeah. So just let's tease our listeners with a couple of the ideas that you're in Hayek's writing. One is around pricing in the spontaneous market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hayek, on this one, Hayek elaborated a point that economists have known for centuries, and that is that the production of everything in a modern economy requires the work effort and the knowledge of millions of people from around the world. The first economist, Adam Smith, used a coat, pointing out that, to make an ordinary coat, woolen coat, requires people to raise sheep, people to make sheep food, people to make transportation devices. It requires a lot of different people. And Hayek drove home to professional economists the importance of the way that prices, when prices move up and down, the price of wool moves up and down, the price of coats can move up and down, the price of shipping crates moves up and down. The change in these prices is what helps to guide the many different consumers and producers to cooperate together in order to produce and to get the various goods and services that make our lives possible. We don't think of it as cooperation. We think of it just going down to the store and buying those things that look like a good deal to us and not buying the things that don't look like a good deal to us and going to work for the person that pays us the most. But Hayek pointed out that the importance of prices in guiding this incredibly complex process around the world, it takes place around the globe.
And no person, no one individual, no government can possibly instantaneously capture the knowledge that markets bring to the marketplace.
That's right. It'd be utterly impossible. And this is one of the common. This points to one of the common mistakes that many politicians make, and many mistakes that people who don't understand economics understandably make.
Right.
The world looks simpler than it really is, and one of the tasks of a good economist, and Hayek was, in my view, perhaps the greatest economist of all time, is to expose just how complex the world is, but at the same time to show how a market order, a free market economy based upon the rule of law and private property, helps to create and maintain that complexity in a way that is peaceful and productive for the vast majority of human beings.
Yeah.
It's not perfect, but it works better than any other system that we can devise.
Absolutely, and I loved the distinction that you helped draw that helped or make me aware of between law and legislation.
Yeah, that's important, and it's one that is not widely known. It's not widely known even among economists. This was an idea that Hayek wrote about in the 1970s. In what I consider to be his greatest book, a book called Law, Legislation, and Liberty. And the notion is that, you know, we talk about legislation as if it's the same thing as law. You know, we call statutes that Congress passes, we call them laws. Hayek said, no, that's wrong. However useful and good they may be, legislation is legislation and law is law. Legislation are the rules that are consciously designed and enforced by government. Law are those rules, and there are many of them, that we as human beings follow without anyone ordering us necessarily to follow them. These are rules that emerge over time as we interact with each other. One of my favorite examples is during the holidays, especially if you drive into a crowded shopping mall and you're looking for a parking space and they're scarce, and you see a car pulling out, then what do? You drive up behind that car and you put your blinker on, and you're telling other drivers, look, I'm claiming this space that's about to be vacated as my own. Other people know this. They respect it. It's a small thing, but that's an example of law that no one wrote down. There's no parking lot police going around enforcing it, but we abide by it, and it makes our interactions more predictable, more peaceful, and more cooperative. And the world is full of those kinds of rules. That's what Hayek called law, and he distinguished that, I think, importantly, from the rules that legislatures enact.
Right, and we in effect then have a law already. We operate by that law. It's part of our culture, the way we operate. You point out an important example of, as I recall, in the Middle Ages of the merchants,
yes.
who actually had their own code, and it was enforced by the merchants themselves. It wasn't because of some bureaucracy in Washington, D.C. that was enforcing it.
Yeah, this was mercantile trade that took place across the various city-states of the Mediterranean. There was no one sovereign power that had a military or a police force over there. These were all different little jurisdictions, and the merchants from these jurisdictions would trade with each other. And of course, they would get into disputes.
Mm-hmm.
Not disputes of good guy, bad guy, but, you know, some goods were lost at sea, and they wanted to figure out, well, who should bear the loss of this. They set up their own courts. The rules of how to govern these disputes emerged over time. The courts would enforce these rules, and the merchants, by and large, abided by them without anyone showing up with guns to force them to do so. Once again, it's not a perfect system, but it does show something that most people who aren't familiar with history do not realize, that a great deal of human cooperation is the result of evolved rules, law, as Hayek called it, that do not have to be designed and do not, in many cases, even have to be enforced at the point of a gun.
Right. Again, Professor Don Boudreau, he is professor of economics at George Mason University. He's also a senior fellow at the Fraser Institute and the author of The Essential Hayek. And Professor, for our listeners that want to get a copy, and I'm encouraging you to do so, where can they find it?
Well, the easiest way is to go to the website, essentialhayek.org. It's Essential Hayek. Hayek is spelled H-A-Y-E-K, and it's all one word, EssentialHayek.org. And you can download it if you want to order a hard copy. There's a link on there somewhere. You can go to order a hard copy. I know the Fraser Institute, the publisher, is printing a lot of them. And the price, they may be even willing to sell them, I'm not sure, the hard copies free or maybe just for the cost of shipping. The goal of the Fraser Institute, and my goal, is not to make money on the book. The goal is to get the ideas of Hayek out as widely as possible. So go to EssentialHayek.org and you can download the book for free in PDF form.
And I just encourage you, I mean, take that link and send it to your grandkids. Send it to everybody that you know. It is an important work. Again, The Essential Hayek by Professor Don Boudreau. Professor, great to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure, Bob.
All right, thank you. Coming up, the link. Just get a copy of the link and read the book. It is an important work, taking this just incredibly brilliant man and making his work so understandable. Professor Boudreau should be congratulated on what he's accomplished on behalf of all of us, really. Okay, coming up, we're going to visit with David Bolduc. He wrote a letter to the editor. You may have seen it yesterday in the Naples Daily News. We're going to be doing that and more right here on the Bob Harden Show on the Bob Harden Broadcasting Network.
For more of the Bob Harden Show here on the Bob Harden Broadcasting Network.